Blog Talk Radio. Psychic Talk Network's The Power of Three show. Today is March 5th, 2019. I am your host, psychic medium Rose Fulhurst, along with my beautiful co-host, spiritual healer and teacher Vivian Aubin. But before we get welcome Vivian on the air, I want to just let you know that this is a call-in show, and you can call in and ask questions, comments, or get a free medium reading on the half hour by dialing 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. And pressing the number 1 on the keypad to let us know that you want to talk to us. Or you can also go and post your comments in the chat room by going to www.psychictalknetwork.com/live. Okay, so with all that being said, I want to welcome Vivian on. Vivian, are you there?
Yes, hello. Hi, Rose. Thank you so much. Hello, callers, and big hello from Alberta, Canada. Looking forward to this great topic, Mandela Effect. Rose, that's going to be an awesome. I'm just ready to hear it because I don't know that much about it, so looking forward to learning all about this. I think we had
There's a bit of
Mandela Effect, right? With Blog Talk, it kind of switched on and off.
So. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, Blog Talk's been going crazy this morning. It kept saying we didn't have a show for 24 hours. I was like, oh, my goodness, yes, we do.
In another universe, they have no show for 24 hours.
right, that's what it is. It's another universe. But you know what, Vivian, I think I'm going to give that number out just in case, you know, they're having problems getting through. They can try it again.
Yes.
So it's 714-816-4628. And press 1 if you want to talk. So there you go. So let's get on our subject so we can talk about this. There's actually a lot to talk about. Now, the Mandela Effect, okay, so a lot of people believe what that is that it's alternate realities, right? So that we've kind of slipped into an alternate reality. And I kind of believe that myself. And the reason I do is because some of the things I've seen, you know, in my spiritual quest, I've seen different timelines, so I actually believe that's actually happening. So the reason it's called the Mandela Effect, okay, is because of Nelson Mandela. Back in the 80s, they believed that he was actually killed, and some people actually remember his funeral, right, watching his funeral on TV, okay, and this is the thing, that he was not killed. He didn't die until December 5th of 2013. Okay, so he lived, actually was in prison all those years. And then he got out and he became president, and then he wound up, you know, actually dying December 5th, 2013. So he did not die, okay, according to them. But people remember, the Mandela Effect is basically some people remember things about the past and about actually current events, and you know, they remember them in a different way, you know. So there's so many people that actually remember these things, and I'm going to give some really good examples of that today so that you can kind of get a feel for it, and actually, you know, you may remember some of these things, right? But before I actually say that, I do want to say that I do feel like that is a different reality, because I believe that whatever our conscious, you know, mind thinks of is where we go. And what I mean by that is I believe in that actually happened in 2012 when the world was supposed to supposedly end and we all had a different focus. So we went into a different reality, and that's why it didn't end. And I think that happens, you know, if you believe in the Matrix and you believe in, you know, timeline theories, that's actually what happens. You slip into a different consciousness. Okay, so you would remember things differently, as in the Mandela effect. Okay, I know personal experience. When I was going through my spiritual journey in 2011 and 2012, I remember, you know, I would go to reach for a door and see more than one door handle, or I would go to step off a step and see more than one step. You know, it was like I was in an alternate reality. And I know it's funny we joke about that, but I think we actually do slip in and out of them. Okay, and that's just my personal experience and my understanding of it. Okay, so here are some of the examples that that I actually have, right? I was kind of going over all of this, and I, you know, it's just different ways that people believe different things. Like I said, people believe that Nelson Mandela died back in 1980, I think it was 85 or 84, mm-hmm. and he didn't. He didn't die until 2013. He was in prison for quite a long time, though. People also, you know, believe that they've seen his funeral back in the 80s, right? So that's, you know, that's another timeline if people may remember, all right? And here, you know, another one was Oscar Mayer, like Oscar Mayer Wieners or Oscar Mayer Lunch Meat, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
People always believe that it was actually spelled M-E-Y-E-R. Right? Oscar Mayer, M-E-Y-E-R. But really, it's actually spelled M-A-Y-E-R. Do you remember?
I remember the M-E-Y-E-R. That's interesting.
It's never been spelled M-E-Y-E-R. They're saying it's never, ever been spelled M-E-Y-E-R, that it's always been spelled M-A-Y-E-R. And if you sing the song, it is M-A-Y-E-R.
Wow.
But you got a lot of people that would agree with you, Vivian. I agree with you. I remember it being spelled that way. Right? So that's one example. Another example is the show Sex in the City. Is it called Sex in the City or Sex in the City? What do you remember it as? I remember it as Sex in the City, but they're saying it's never been called Sex in the City, that it has been called And the City.
Oh, And the City. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I think the first one, Rose, I think the first one just rolls off your tongue, easier. Sex in the City.
Well, yeah, I think, but I remember it being called that, Vivian. That's the strange thing.
I do
remember it being called that. That's, you know, you're going to find that with a lot of these examples, right? So,
And it's interesting, that show, I've never, and it's not that I've been exposed to that show. I've never watched it, but I've seen the commercials and it advertised. So it's funny how I thought it was called Sex in the City. But you're actually saying it's called Sex and the City?
And the City, yes.
Wow.
So most people would say, oh, wow. Somebody's Sex in the City. Dax put that on there. All right, you see? He said he never watched it, but he remembers that.
Yeah.
You see, that's an example.
Yeah, me as well.
Most people.
Yeah, and I never watched it either. Yeah.
Now, here's a really popular one. This one's really good, okay? This one's the Queen song, We Are the Champions of the World, right? You remember that verse in it? We are the champions, we are the champions of the world, right? You remember that, right?
Yeah.
They're saying it never said of the world. It just says, we are the champions. Now, do you know that song? Right. You remember that song,
I remember
song,
that
right?
lyric, yeah.
And you remember
that
part of the song where it says, of the world? Now, doesn't that make you question that? Because how many times have you heard that play? Yes, Dax, way. He put no way in the chat room. Yes, way. This is something that is absolutely mind-blowing. Some of the stuff, I mean, it's, you know, I remember, right? Of the world, that's right. I've always thought it was of the world, too. It's, but it isn't, right? So that's craziness right there, because I'm a big Queen fan, and I've been listening to them. I don't want to say how old I am, but just put it to you this way. I've always known
how young you are.
Right. Now, this one's
really
a good one, too. Right? This is really a good one, too. The Monopoly game. The Rich Uncle Pennybag. That's the little band that's on the Monopoly game. Did he have a monocle?
Mm-hmm.
No, he didn't. He never did.
What's a monocle?
A monocle's a little eyepiece.
Oh.
This thing he never did. I remember playing Monopoly since I was a kid, and yes, he did have it.
Well, he had it. Rose, he had it in your world.
He had it in my reality. I remember this. Anybody else? You know, if so, comment in the chat room, because I'm telling you, he really did have a monocle, and now he does not. They're saying he never did.
Zach says,
like
just like Mr. Peanut.
Yeah.
Which I don't know who
and
Mr.
Then,
Peanut
then,
is.
Right, a monocle. Yeah, I know who Mr. Peanut is. And yes, he had a monocle.
I know what you're talking about now. Okay, Mr. Peanut, yeah, with
an eyeglass
right on one eye. Okay.
Right. Here you go. Here's was it Baron Stein Bears or Berenstein Bears? You remember the book, the comic?
Yeah, Berenstein Bears. Berenstein Bears, I'll take a guess. I say Berenstein Bears.
It's Berenstein Bears. They said it was never Berenstein. It's Berenstein. It's named
Is it written
after
the same or different?
Actually wrote, it's written different. It's spelled different. I mean, it's Berenstein. It's spelled S-E-I-N, where Berenstein, I spelled that wrong. S-T Stein is S-E-I-N, and then the Stein is, anyway, you get it. It's not, it's spelled differently. But it's always been Baron, I always thought it was Berenstein Bears. They're saying that it's Berenstein Bears, which is really, isn't that, I mean, mm-hmm. Another one, too. Speaking of children's books, Curious George. Do you remember the monkey, Curious George?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Remember the book about the monkey, Curious, the books about, did Curious George have a tail?
Oh, boy, I don't remember. Well, I would think a monkey has a tail. How's he going to swing from tree to tree?
Well, I would call him swinging from tree to tree, the monkey, right? But get this, they're saying he never had a tail because he was a chimp. And chimps don't have tails.
Oh, right. Well, he didn't look like no chimp to me, but he looked more like a monkey.
Right, exactly. A monkey's a monkey, right? You think he has a tail, he swings from his tail, right? But they're saying, no, he wasn't a monkey, he was a chimp.
Interesting.
Now, I read Curious George when I was a kid, and I remember him having a tail. So, I mean, I must have lived in this alternate reality because, I mean, it's obvious, okay? So, okay, this is a really good one, too, because everybody quotes this all the time, okay? Life is like a box of chocolates. Right?
I've heard
They're saying that life is like a box
cherries?
Of chocolates. It's just cherries? Forrest Gump.
Okay.
Right?
That's right, Forrest Gump.
Was it life? Is life like a box of chocolates? They say he says, is life like a box of chocolates? But I swear, watching the movie, I heard, life is like a box of chocolates.
You know, that's interesting. Being a devil's advocate, of course, because I'm just learning a bit more of this, a person could say, well, you only hear part of what you heard, right? You didn't hear it all.
Right.
Especially
a
movie,
you could say
right?
That.
Yeah.
Well, I got one that's really gonna throw you now, Vivian, because that one's off of Forrest Gump. But get this one. So, in the movie Snow White, the cartoon, and you know all us little girls always watch that movie. Is it mirror, mirror on the wall? Who's the fairest of them all? Or is it magic mirror on the wall? Who's the fairest of them all?
Well, this one I actually saw online, so it is supposed to be magic, isn't it?
Well, they're saying it's supposed to be magic, but I recall it as a child.
I recall mirror,
mirror,
mirror
on
the wall.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So there you go.
I recall it as well,
there,
yeah.
Right, there you go. There's another example of the mythology.
Mm-hmm.
Alternate realities. Right. Now, this one gets me, too, because this is one of my favorite movies. Interview with a Vampire. You ever seen that movie? Brad Pitt's in it. A lot of really...
No, I haven't.
Famous people are in it. Yeah. So, Interview with a Vampire. And then you have End Interview with a Vampire. So, is it Interview with a Vampire or An Interview with a Vampire?
That says
with
Interview.
It says with the vampire. Interview with the Vampire. When actually what it is, because I have the movie, is Interview with the Vampire.
Yeah, Dax says that as well on the chat. Yeah, Interview.
Yeah, Interview. See, he knows. He knows what I've watched that movie 1,000 times. I have the movie. Right? So it's craziness. It's just craziness, right? Then you have... Jiffy peanut butter. Oh, my goodness. When I was little, my favorite peanut butter was Jiffy peanut butter. Okay? I remember this. Jiffy. They're saying Jiffy never existed, that the name of the peanut butter is, and it's always been Jiff.
Isn't that funny?
Isn't that funny? I mean,
yeah,
really, honestly, did you remember Jiffy peanut butter?
Well, I remember hearing Jiffy, and it wouldn't have thought Jiff. Yeah.
That's right.
Isn't that interesting?
Jiffy, not Jiff. Jiffy, right? But they're saying that never existed. You know, somebody actually found that online. They found a picture of Jiffy peanut butter. You know, and they're saying that. Now, there's little slips here and there. You know, you'll catch them. You know what I mean? Fruit Loops, cereal, okay? Fruit Loops, cereal with the little bird on it, right? Fruit Loops.
Mm-hmm.
Was it spelled Fruit Loops as in fruit and then L, or fruit as in F-R, Fruitloops, or was it fruit as in Frootloops?
I think it's Loops. That's how I remember it, but that's probably wrong.
No, fruit as in fruit. As
oh, the
in
fruit.
Spelled regular
oh.
Fruit or fruit as in spelled Froot.
You know what? I can honestly say I think I was just focusing on the loops, so I can't tell you on that one. So
actually,
you'll have to
listen. Is it fruit loops or is it fruit loops? Right? See, that's I know that's right. Life was like a he said life was like a box of chocolates. Okay. It's just craziness, right? So then.
So what's the answer for your
fruit loops? Fruit Loops, they're saying that it's always been spelled Froot.
Okay.
Okay, and then the movie Silence of the Lambs. This is another one that people quote all the time. Okay, and they say, you know, hello, where he says, hello, Clarice. They're saying he's never said hello, Clarice. So he never said it.
It says Clarice. This says Clarice.
No, it doesn't say anything like that. So,
now that's
yeah,
really spooky.
Right. And people quote that all the time, right? So is everybody hearing this wrong? You know, you have to wonder. It's kind of like those, you know, that picture that they did like dress. Where you had the dress, is the dress blue and silver? Is the dress, I forget what other color it was. Some people seen it as one color, or other people would see it as another color. You know what I
we
mean?
We lost the first. So which dress, Rose? We lost the first part of the dress, which you said.
They had that going around on Facebook where they had a picture of a dress, and to some people the dress looked, you know, silver and blue, and to other people it looked, I forget what color it was. See, Dax is even saying he definitely remembers Hello Clarice, right? So it's craziness. It really is. So Star Wars is another one. What's the famous line from Star Wars? Luke, I am your father. Right?
Uh-huh.
Right? That's what they say.
I didn't watch Star Wars. I can't help you there. But.
Right, Star Wars. Luke, I am your father. Everybody quotes that all the time. But really, it's not that at all. What is said is, no, I'm your father. That's what they say is said. No, I'm your father. Right? So,
you know, it's interesting how I was just like when you – we were going to talk about the subjects. So I just was reading a little bit about it and stuff, and how. So I went on both sides. So on the side that they say no, there's no scientific basis to that people are just hearing it. And you know, I have to admit, the mind is very awesome, because when you look at people with witnesses, how you know they always say that a witness they're actually not that credible what they actually see, because the mind steps in and adds detail or takes away details, and it's not. So in that regard, often what we see or hear, and in these examples as well, that people are just, they're being influenced by other people, their mind's stepping in, the subconscious is stepping in. So that's the side of it that's saying, no, there's no science to it, that it's just wrong recollection, that is, these people are just being affected by other things, and it just, yet there can be numbers of people,
but
it's social media, so many, exactly.
There's,
but then you go on the other side, yeah, it is, and so then you go on the other side, and they're saying with quantum physics that this is possibly possible. That's what Stephen Hawking was working on a paper on that the parallel universe.
Right.
Do you know what I remember, as a kid? Rose, do you remember the show Sliders?
Oh, I love
it's a
Sliders.
Show. Yeah,
oh,
and
goodness.
I have to look it up.
Yes.
Yeah, because I had to look it up. Because
I've never missed an episode. I love that.
I know. And that was it. He was sliding into these parallel universes. And I actually had to look up. He has a Jerry O'Connell. I had to look up his name because I couldn't remember the name Sliders.
Right.
And he has a show Carter on TV. So then I said, okay, I can look it up that way. And Sliders was the name. And I enjoyed that show because they were going to parallel universes. So
well,
now
that's a good point. Because they say that the reason that we're having these memory lapses or these going into these alternate realities is because of this quantum collider that they've been, you know, using, right? This quantum collider, mm-hmm. right? Where they're colliding the atoms to see, you know, the
mm-hmm.
beginning of the universe. And, you know, working with the speed of light and things like this, that this collider is what has caused this. I don't believe that's true. I believe it's consciousness. It's our consciousness. You know, it's where we put our thoughts. And I believe mass consciousness controls what reality that we slip into. I'm really into physics. And
it's
this
fascinating.
It's very fascinating, especially quantum physics. I'm
mm-hmm.
very much into quantum physics. So, yeah, I really feel like that's what's going on with us. Wherever the mass consciousness goes, that's where we follow. That's why these things change the way they do. And I believe there is really something to it, you know. But that's a good point, Vivian. You know, you got to see
yes,
all these
yeah.
sides. Is the water, is the glass half full or is it half empty? You know what I'm saying? It's you know,
very interesting, and sometimes it can be linked to both, but we can't deny that. Like, if you look under research, like Stephen Hawking and the quantum physics, there's something to it. You know, and I'm brought back to, I went to Adam Dreamhiller. It was, I don't know if you're familiar with him. He's a healer from Vancouver in Canada here, and he had a conference, and there was, I don't know, hundreds of people in this conference, and he was bringing everybody to meditation. And, of course, as my usual self, I went somewhere else, which I tend to do and not follow the meditation. But I saw five worlds. And he never brought us anything with five worlds. I said, well, that's really interesting. And I mentioned to him, he said, well, that's really interesting. So there's what I saw, five worlds. Now, is it because of my loving Sliders from before? Is it because it's the reality I chose to see it then? Is it because it is five worlds? But that's what makes it interesting. And like we say, we never know until we're actually there, right? But it makes the thing so interesting.
Right,
so, Rose,
right,
So I'm going to ask you this,
you know,
Rose.
There's so much more here, Vivian. I, that I want to finish, though.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, then I'll ask you the question, which is.
Oh, my goodness. When you talk about artwork, oh, my goodness, right? The Mona Lisa is a perfect example. Because I remember Mona Lisa as not having a smile on her face, but now she does. And people have actually compared pictures of her over the years and actually shows it becoming a smile. It's craziness. Different pictures that were taken.
I actually did see that.
But,
yeah.
Yeah. And Mona Lisa. Yeah. And then also The Last Supper is another one. The Last Supper, in The Last Supper, the painting, in the old painting, you had a chalice in front of Jesus. Well, there's none on the table whatsoever. Now, changed. You know, there's none on there. You could see under the table. You can't see under the table no more. There's a doorway in the front of it. There's, you know, just different things in that picture are changed, you know. King Tut, his actual death mask, you know, the mask that they put on him. We all know, we've seen that mask 100 times, that gold mask, and it has a snake on it. It has a cobra on it, right?
Huh.
It has that cobra, the gold cobra. Well, now it's got a cobra, and it's got that other thing it had on there. I just seen a picture of it. A vulture. It's got a cobra and a vulture side by side. Supposedly, it represents, you know, both higher and lower Egypt, which they had other ways of representing that. That has never been there. And then they've shown statues where it's not on that. It's not on that. And pictures where before it was never on that. And now, all of a sudden, that's on there. So there's a lot of that in the artwork, which is absolutely crazy. You know, things that we've always seen, you know. Like the picture of the, what's that picture called? With the man and the woman with the pitchfork looking straight ahead. You know, the woman's looking straight ahead, the man's looking straight ahead, and he's holding the pitchfork, and I forget what that picture's called. But in the new picture, or in the picture now, she's looking to the side. It's just craziness. It's things that you've always seen, and all of a sudden they're different than they used to be.
So now I'm going to ask you, are they seeing the same picture, or is this a picture of a picture of the actual picture itself?
No, they're the same pictures, but they're taking. But if you go back and look at pictures that people have taken of that picture, are pictures that have been taken, like the Mona Lisa,
right,
of the original. You will see that
the pictures of the original.
It has actually the picture scream has also changed. It used to be, you know, somebody in terror and agony, and it's not anymore. So I mean, there's so much in the artwork, especially Leonardo da Vinci's artwork, and you know, just your more some of the paintings on the Sistine Chapel have changed. Right, there's actual Sistine Chapel. There's one of Jesus or of God. You can't see his face, the one we used to see, but now you can. Now he's turned around and you can see his backside.
That's interesting.
That is absolute craziness. Tell me somebody would not remember that.
Mm.
Right? Tell me somebody would not remember that. It's just absolute craziness, Vivian. You know, so it's. There's so much there. You could go on forever with this.
And Dax posted the Mona Lisa. Dax posted the Mona Lisa
that.
On the chat. That's, you know, and you can Google the Mona Lisa pictures, but if you go to the chat, www.psychic.com/live, you'll go to the chat and you'll be able to see the Mona Lisa. That's amazing. Do you got any more examples before I ask you the question, Rose?
No, I just wanted to get them all out.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to ask you. So now I'm going to ask you a question because. So I'm going to ask you a question because now when you say about pictures, you know how when you take a picture of somebody, just somebody that you know, whatever, and then you develop the pictures and there's orbs or there's something different in the picture. What do you say about that? So is that to do with parallel universes or is it spirit world or is it the same thing?
Because I believe that when, as a medium, when I step out of my, you know, when I step out of what I call my consciousness and allow spirit to come into or allow spirit, use spirit's consciousness, that I am actually stepping into that spirit world. Is that another dimension? Yes. Is that another reality? Yes. So I would say yes.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I know that that's what I do. You're stepping into the spirit world when you step in and you use your mediumship. So what, you know, what's the difference? That's a different, you know, God did say in the Bible that there's life in every ferment, and that's every space. That means there's different levels of life in different areas. That doesn't, it goes right along with the string theory or the alternate universe theory, you know, all right along with sliders, what they did actually. But yeah, it is crazy, but it's true. You know, there are different realities, and I always tell my students, just because you can't see the whole staircase doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. I think if the law of attraction is true, now think about this, if the law of attraction is a true law in the universe, then what we think we create. So we're creating new timelines all the time. Right?
That's a very interesting, and what I find interesting about it is too, is I often used to do actually it's not a past life regression, it's hypnosis to go to your life between lives. You know, between being you know, and that's, you know, that's again, where are you? So that's your life between lives.
You're
right?
In a different, you're in the spirit world. You're in a different dimension.
Yes.
You know, you're in somebody's consciousness. You're in the book of remembrance. You know, you stepped into, you know, that's what I said. That's what it is. It's consciousness. It's all consciousness. So whatever you think is what you create. So if you think, like I said, back in 2011, 2012, when the world was supposed to end, supposedly Nibiru was supposed to hit us, and we were all supposed to blow up, and there was this planet that was out there that was going to hit us, and supposedly we got, you know, something happened because it didn't hit us. Well, supposedly what happened was we switched our consciousness. This kind of makes sense with a lot of things because, you know, if you notice, the world follows the way people think. So if you have mass consciousness thinking one way, then it goes that way. If you have them thinking another way, it goes that way. That's what I believe, because I believe we are all part of God, and that's mass consciousness. Vivian, are you there?
I'm just.
You're thinking, aren't you? You know what to say.
You can hear the gears going, right? You can hear the gears going. Well,
I can hear the hamster wheel. I can hear the hamster wheel going really fast.
For sure, because when you think of this, if we literally don't like this world, we can make our reality in this world, but also we can go to a parallel universe and experience a different world, which is kind of neat when you think of it.
Meditate. I mean, you do that every day when you meditate. You go into
a different
universe. You know, you go into a different existence or different consciousness.
But usually,
so
you're still you from this world. Usually, you usually don't go from another world to the spirit world.
Well,
you know, but as long as you know
where yourself when, right? Usually, on my higher self when I do that, on the higher consciousness, right?
Yeah.
But it is. That's true. If you think about it, we create our reality every day, the way we live, the way we think about things. It's like Dax and I were talking about earlier in the chat about the glass being half empty and half full. You know, it's the way you perceive things. And if it's the way you perceive things and that's what you're putting out to the universe, that's what it's going to be. If I'm a very optimistic person, then I'm going to see things in a very optimistic way, and life's going to be good for me.
You know what you're saying, that just something, just a light bulb clicked in my head, because you know how we try to visualize the world we want to be in. We want to visualize our life in that. Well, instead of visualizing life in that, go to a parallel world where it is so, and then you're going to bring it back with you. And it might even be easier.
Well, right.
You know what I'm saying?
We do it anyway.
Because sometimes
We're on autopilot. So what we think, we create in this life, because the subconscious, even if we're not consciously thinking it, it's still running in the background in the subconscious. So it still actually creates. And we don't even realize it. This is why something like the Mandela effect will really throw you off, because you don't even realize it, you know, and that's the craziness of it. It's like, wow, you know, really, what are we? We are the consciousness that is God, that creates with thought and feelings and puts that law of attraction into being and creates new worlds. So we're co-creators with him. So that's really what we are. And if we realize that, we wouldn't get hung up on things, right? Right.
Mm-hmm.
But
subconscious has a lot to do.
It's all programming in the subconscious, like Rose said. It is. I mean, it really is. Dax said that. He said, we think we are making choices and going through our lives, but we're not. It's all programming in the back of your mind, in your subconscious. A lot of it is, yes. If we learn how to use that law of attraction, if we can get over our negative thoughts about things and the fact that we don't believe that we are the co-creators of our own lives and our own worlds, then we could create other realities. Without a problem, we could, instead of it running in the back of your subconscious, actually bring it out and use it. And that's what the law of attraction is.
That's why it's so important to work with your subconscious. It is the most powerful either way, either for attracting good attracting not so good. So that's where you need to work with the subconscious mind to know. And like you're going, I just know you're going to say this, is because that's where the healing starts, with your subconscious, to know where it all started, right? This is amazing.
Well,
I like the part that you can actually go to different worlds and stay there for a while and bring it back with you.
Right. But you know the thing, that's what we do. That's what we do. We create it every day, and you consciously create, right? Dax, exactly. You know, if you could consciously create, if you could get over yourself and the fact that you can't do it because you've been taught that way all your life, and understand that you, whatever you think and whatever you want, you can create with that law of attraction, because that is the way the law works, right? Then it would be a great world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
But
so,
it's neat to know there's, it's possible more worlds out there that we are actually there and doing something else and manifesting something else. So we should just go visit ourselves in different worlds. I think I'm going to bring back sliders so we can just get back in that groove again.
I love that program.
And
I have to watch that again. I don't know where I can find it, but.
And the person that was so many years ago, and the person that created that, it always marvels me what's out there and what little we really know. In a way, right? There's so much out there.
Speaking of which, alternate realities and alternate timelines and things like that. You want another really good example of it? Watch The Simpsons. This is craziness. If you were to go back and watch, get on YouTube and look up The Simpsons and time travel.
Okay.
Because the show The Simpsons, get this, has actually predicted all kinds of things, and it still does. It's craziness.
I might have to start watching it.
The guy that actually created this, what's his name? And I forget what his name is, actually created that, and also Futurama. you know, they predicted, like, on it 9/11, the towers, you know, they predicted the election of Trump down to exactly what it would look like. Craziness. It's go back and look at that. That's another show right there is time travel, you know, but because a lot of people believe that's possible. And I do too.
Yeah.
You know, and so if you really want to see something mind blowing, go back and watch that. That will really, really blow your mind. You'll be like, wow, they did predict that. You know, so it's crazy. It really is.
And they're like, and like we were saying at the beginning too, that the quantum physics, the research behind it, look that up, because it's, you know, it's not just far out there. There, it's really far out there, and there's some basis to it. So this has been, this has been really, really interesting. I just thought of the sliders and a little bit, but I had never heard of the Mandela. I mean, called the Mandela effect that way. So I think it's all awesome, and it's like you say, look into it, get more of the facts, and. Like quantum physics, like you're saying, Rose, you just love it. It's amazing. And then when you put
I've been studying quantum physics for years because I'm one of these people, I have to know how things work.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's a left brain, and that's a good, and that's
to,
good.
You know, and spirit, you know, spirit, there's a lot of quantum physics to the, how can I put it to, put this. There's a lot of, quantum physics explains how spirit works. Just put it to you that way. And I think that was part of, and also, oh my God, there's all kinds of quantum physics in the Bible. It's amazing, really is. So I've done a lot of studying on that. And that is, you know, that's, like I said, that's a whole nother show.
Yeah.
But it is,
yes,
about
definitely.
The alternate realities, right? Because like, it says in the Bible, there's different, you know, there's different levels of heaven. There's not just one, right? So within each one, there's even more, you know, so there's multiple unending universes and unending dimensions. And, you know, it goes on and on and on and on and on, you know, reality. If you can keep creating your own reality, and we each have the power to do that, just think of how many there is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How many possibilities? Yeah. How many? Another program that was like that was Quantum Leap.
Oh yes,
you remember
that one as well.
Quantum Leap and Sliders. I loved them both, but they were about going into those alternate realities, and I think we do that. I think we do that all day long, every day.
Yeah, that's...
You make your choices as to what you're going to do and where you're going to go every day, all day long. And are you going in different realities? Yeah.
Mm. Well, it's another example that we never die. You know, that's another
True.
Example for sure for that. Many examples for
you
sure.
You change it up a little bit, right?
Yeah. That's awesome.
And we just change.
Sure.
If you don't like your life, change it, right?
Yes.
We just change it up a little bit. We just switch it over, right? Like
that's
the
for
song,
sure.
Led Zeppelin song, you know, Stairway to Heaven. Yes, there's two paths you can go by, but in the long run, there's still time to change the road you're on. So you can always change off.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So let's go to our caller here. This is awesome. Like you said, we could talk about this for hours. It just amazes me.
We could.
And that's, but let's
so
go to our
to
call.
It,
yeah. Well, let's go to our caller who's been holding on the longest here. And thank you very much for holding, you guys. It's all about this world and all the other worlds. So area code 703. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Andrea. How are you guys?
Good.
Pretty
how are
good.
You, Andrea?
How are you, Andrea? Where are you calling from?
Good. Virginia.
Virginia. I love Virginia. It's so pretty.
Yeah, we actually spoke last week. Remember you, was the girl that said I was on fire?
Oh, yes. Oh, you're, oh yeah. I just got a visual again.
We do. Yeah.
Got a visual for sure, yes. How are you doing?
Roar, girl, roar.
Oh, well, I'm not doing so good today, but, you know, this too shall pass.
This too shall pass, right? Because you can change that reality up
we're Mercury retrograde, so, you know, things are going awry. But this too shall pass, as we say.
They are not. I'm positive. Just move forward.
And you're on fire. And Andrea, you're on fire from last week, so you got the rocket fuel to go wherever you want to go, whichever universe you want to go.
I'm hoping so.
What can we do for you today?
Well, my question is, I don't know if I did tell you that. I actually did try out for a TV show like 3 months ago, and the website says that all the callbacks are done, but I still feel the door's open. As a matter of fact, I'm driving down here, and just synchronicity of timing, the car right in front of me to the right had a plate from California, because that's the next round. So I don't know. Do you still see my door open? Because, I mean, I'm still getting signs.
I definitely do, as long as you're getting, I definitely do anyway. I feel like it, you know, it's just a matter of seeing everything, right? It really is, and knowing what you want and seeing yourself. And I definitely feel like this is a move forward with you, and when you see synchronicity, honey, that is a clue that you're on the right path. If you weren't seeing that, then I would wonder.
Oh, I get all the signs, like almost every day, something. My numerology numbers, I mean, some sort of sign. I mean, I know the doors have closed for the auditions, because that's what they say. But there was still a chance for my video that I submitted.
There's something you never know.
No, just because the website says they're closed doesn't mean they're actually still closed, if you know what I mean.
Well, so maybe somebody doesn't work out. You never know. You know, you never know what's going to happen. I do believe that you're succeeding in what you need to do, and I think you've actually took a step forward since the last time we talked to you.
Well, that's
and
good.
So I feel like you're charging ahead, honey. You really are. Don't give up. Don't give up hope. Just keep moving forward. Something else will come along.
Yeah, it's on my vision board, all this stuff that I need to manifest, so it's all there. I'm not giving up hope. I mean, I wouldn't get the signs if it had ended. Mm. You know what I mean?
The universe
would just stop.
Isn't going to. You know, that's mirroring or shadowing, and that universe isn't going to do that unless you are on the right path. It's road signs, and that's what that is. So you're not going to be seeing that if it's not happening. I remember saying, this is, I like to write, okay? And I am working on this book, and one of these days I'm going to get it done, right? But I'm working on this book, and I said one day to myself, actually to my guides in that, on the way down to, I was going somewhere to do something, and I was having a little talk with my guides, and I said, listen, I really need help with this, and I need a sign that I need, this is what I need to do. And right as I did that, I seen three, okay? This is my number. I always see three when it's a go, okay? If it's a new opportunity, there's always a three there connected to it. Or the name Rose. Anyway, but I keep seeing the number three. So I seen this. The highway I was on was 111. You know, I looked down at my watch. It was 111. Basically said to my guys, well, what do I need to do next? Who do I need to talk to? And they told me who to go talk to. They actually gave me a name. And I went to this person's house. She was a friend of mine. I knocked on the door, and I said, yeah, I need help writing my book. And she said, why? I'm an editor.
Wow.
And see, I'd been asking for help that same day. So you follow those signs.
I wasn't sure. What one of you two said the numbers like sixes were in my thing. And as soon as I got off the phone, I think like, later on that day, my odometer was like 666666666.
It was me. Yeah, it was me.
It was
366.
Yeah, all sixes.
Actually.
I'm in sixes everywhere now. And I think of you guys.
Yeah, that's a rebirth. That's a new, creating a new life. And that's what you're doing. So that's beautiful. Right? So keep following them numbers. And keep following
I'm still thinking
signs.
I'm on fire.
It's a mirror. I remember, you know, if I would have just looked around for a second, I mean, I followed Spirit when Spirit told me to do that about the book that day. But if I'd have just looked around for a second, I would have realized that I had all the people there necessary to get it done. a publisher, an editor. You know what I'm saying?
There you
the
go.
Universe is already set
yeah.
up. It's already there. It's just a matter of you seeing it.
Yep. I visualize. I visualize me on the stage. I visualize all this stuff, and you know, it's and seeing. I mean, even had a
no,
dream
I mean
about
really
it.
No, really actually seeing it in your around you.
Oh.
That's what you're seeing right now. And what are your goals? And then think about, all right, what's around me and who's around me that actually is supporting this? Because it's already created. It's already in escrow. It's already there.
Right.
It's just seeing it. It's realizing it. It's around you. You know, that's what Spirit's trying to get you to see. That's what those signs are trying to get you to notice, you know, and start noticing things, start seeing this synchronicity in everything, you know, because it
I didn't used to years ago.
Yeah,
years ago, I didn't even know what it was,
it's
but now I do.
It's a following Spirit, right? So
you
just notice what's around you. It's already there. It's already created.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay. Well,
awesome.
I hope that helped. Vivian, you have anything
to
say, honey?
When Andrea went, the first card I ended up flipping, it was showing me the guy. I never look at cards a different way because I look at through the guide's eyes, right? And it's more of a looking inside. They're showing me for you also to, it's fine to see it around you, which you do it well and you visualize it well, but look at it from in the, so a reflection inside of you. So now they want you to do the reflection inside. So when you look inside of you, you look at anything that could be, if you what I like to and what I do when I'm looking inside of me, you can envision like if there's energy flowing inside of you. If you think of a vortex, right? If you think of a vortex of energy inside of you, and then if you see if there's any specks of dirt, and you see if there's any specks of dirt, and then you look at that speck of dirt, and then you basically blow it away. So they're showing me that reflection would be really good for you to do right now. You're waiting for it to come true, but now's the time for reflection. To really look inside of you. And then the next card I look, it actually said reflection. And then there's a three,
okay.
And again, the light right inside of you. So I want you to imagine a vortex of energy within you, and then you see if there's any specks of dirt, and then you say, okay, and you stop the vortex, you look at that speck and say, okay, where is this coming from? And then when you get that answer, you blow it away. Because now it's time. They're showing me it's time for you. You've seen it. You've put it out there. It's coming. But now it's time that take this time and do the reflection within.
Okay.
And I'll just
perfect.
propel you. Okay. Make sense to you? What I just know that you understand the vortex. I just know you do because they wouldn't show me if you wouldn't understand me to explain it to you.
Like
and
the
then,
sliders
and, then,
and this, the TV show called The Sliders and the other one. I watched both those shows. I
Quantum
love them.
Quantum Leap.
Yes.
Time travelers
those
and all
shows.
That.
Time travel, yeah.
See, we know how to travel, right? We got it all down, right? That's all we got to do.
That's right.
Just got to change our reality, lady.
And you know, and some, and between those cards, between the first card showing me to do the reflection, and then there was cards going sideways and things and that, and then when the other card where it actually said reflection, this beautiful light within, and this beautiful magician on the card, then the last card is upright, and they're handing you the cup. So you can't ask for a better, you know, looking at that icon. So they're showing you just to do now the reflection within. And let us know. I love when people phone back and let us know how it all goes.
Oh, okay, absolutely. I will.
Okay,
good.
Awesome.
You keep listening and you let us know how everything goes.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
I'll just put you on mute.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye. Okay.
Bye.
Awesome. Okay. I'll just go into the upcoming shows before we take another caller. And on tomorrow is Stephanie Guided Tarot, and it's Open Lines with Stephanie as well. And that's a great show. And on Friday, it's a new host, Kathy Shogren. It was Open Lines and Reading, so you get to meet Kathy, a great lady. On Saturday, it's Tarot and Technology. It's Open Lines and Readings. On Sunday, it's The Hero's Journey. It's a special guest with Dax Carlisle. And then on Monday, it's the Speaking Your Truth with Compassion Light Show, and that's your host, Catherine Han. And next Tuesday, it's our monthly episode of Death and Dying, Shining the Light on Death and Dying. So this episode, callers call in, ask their questions, or share a story about what they've experienced as well. If you're unable to call in and listen to the show at that time, you can also send your questions and we'll answer them on the show, either Rose or myself on Facebook as well. Okay? So let's go to another caller. This is area code 307. Hello.
Oh goodness.
That sounded like hello. Hello. Oh, that sounds like an alternate reality. Hi.
I really
sound science fiction
you
there.
Have your radio. Good. Do you have your radio on?
No.
Is your internet on?
Hold on. Does that sound better?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like an alternate reality there.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
Now I can't hear you guys very good.
Okay.
Hello?
Can you hang up and call us back? Oh, my goodness.
Will I be back in line or?
Do you have another electronic on, a microwave, any other electronic on?
No, just the TV.
Okay, well shut the TV off. Maybe because we're talking about sliders.
I think try and call back in.
Okay, can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Yeah.
No. Why don't you try calling back in? That is really loud.
Okay, I'll try calling back in.
All right, then. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I started thinking for a minute we're going to go to another reality for something.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to the next. Caller.
Charlie said it's her Bluetooth messing up. I don't know. That sounds like feedback. That sounds like she's got a radio or maybe a computer on and she's on a phone trying to talk to us and wants to hear the show as she's doing it, and that could be what's doing it because that'll do that.
Yeah.
That feedback like that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's
usually you got two things running.
To the show. I don't have. That's why I just. You know, I just get in the chat room and talk on the phone because I don't want to do that interference like that. But that was horrible.
Okay. So let's see if it's resolved. So let's put her back on again. Hello? Oh,
hello?
No. Hello? Oh, it's not resolved. Hi.
No, do you have the time? By any chance, do you have the Bluetooth on?
Yes, I do. I'm going to
turn it off right now.
Okay, perfect.
I
recognize your voice, but I don't remember your name. Oh, wow. It feels like we're in a sci-fi movie.
Did you turn it off yet?
Okay, it's off.
Okay.
I'm still doing it. Something's not right. Honey, we're not going to be able to talk to you like this. Can you get online and maybe ask the question? Get online.
Okay,
ask
is that better?
Hey,
is this better?
No.
Can you?
It's horrible.
Okay, I haven't even hung up yet. Hey, I'm gonna hang up and call you guys right back because I haven't hung up yet.
Okay. We'll give you a minute.
Okay,
sounds good. Hang up. Yeah. Okay. It's kind of that's the first time I ever hear that. It's kind of funny because we're talking about parallel universes, and we're just going to give her a minute here to call back.
Well, that one's about
and
to
here we have
me in a parallel universe because we can't hear anything. And if it comes back like that, she's just going to have to go into the chat room, Vivian, because we can't carry on like that.
Hello. Oh, there you're a lot better now. So it had to be something with the line or something. Okay, so go ahead. What's your name and where you're calling from? Your voice does sound familiar to me.
My name is Alyssa, and I'm calling from Wyoming.
Hi, Alyssa.
Hi.
Okay, awesome.
I was just.
You're a very determined girl, so that's good. So what can you do for you today?
Yeah. Hey, I need a reading so bad. My life is. It feels like it's. I don't know what's going on in my life, but everything's changing. I'm going through a lot of changes. and they're positive changes, but I'm concerned about the relationship I've been in. He's been acting different, and I was just wondering if you guys could tell me something about that, about the relationship.
Okay. I'm trying to say, you know, when somebody, I'm trying to think of a way to say this. It's not really more of a saying, it's how I feel inside. It's like, so basically when you said that, my stomach just crunched up and I've got a feeling that's how you've been feeling inside yourself. Is that correct?
It is.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And the biggest thing in this world, the biggest thing that all of us have to learn in this world, we got to trust our insides. We got to trust how we feel. And it's not, you know, I hate, you know, I'm going to say this because we give men way too many excuses. We give them men way too many ways to think, oh, he's doing this because of this. He doesn't know, you know, he's having a hard day. He's having a hard life. He's having a hard whatever. Too many excuses.
Yes.
You've got to put, you've got to put yourself on that pedestal and you come to me. Not that you're above anybody, but you have a right to be treated fairly. You have a right to be respected and a right to be loved. Right?
Yes. I agree.
You know,
yes.
And putting yourself first is not being selfish. It's not being like, I'm just the only one that counts. That's not it at all. Putting yourself first shows everybody else how to put themselves first. So you're not only a role model to I've seen children on you, but you're also a role model for him. Because if he puts, if he is respectful to you, if he's considerate to you, he also is able to do that to himself. Because, you know, we mirror everything. You know, we're talking about parallel universes here. We mirror everything. So putting ourselves in understanding, and I'm not saying to not to be understanding. That's not what I'm saying. But know that there's a line. You're feeling bad for a reason. And, you know, it's either like, you know, if he's having a bit, you know, it's either saying, okay, you know what, what's going on? And he can't be respectful enough to tell you what's going on. You know what? Sometimes it takes him time alone to realize sometimes you have to be alone to realize what mess you're in, to be able to, you know, to be able to find,
first of all,
crawl out of that mess or ask for help to get out of that mess, right? Because I don't like the way you're feeling inside. I truly don't like the way you're feeling inside.
Well, I had moved out. I lived with him, so I'm staying in a hotel till I find a place. And I'm looking for a job because I depended on him. And so I'm really stressed out. Do you see me getting a job?
When you said a job, your energy opened up.
Okay.
And that's the biggest thing. When we're holding ourselves really tight inside, it's almost like we're hiding from the world. And when we hide from the world, how is everybody going to see you for a job? So I really want you to try to do things that help you. I want you, and they're showing me write a list of all your qualities, all the things that you can do, and that's what you would need, like a resume for a job anyhow, all the things that you can do.
Yes.
And, you know, and doing that, physically doing that, it's going to open up those doors, and you're going to remember who you truly are inside, because you know, you're the one shining your light. And you know, I don't want to say, you know, and anybody that is it, that's with you should actually add to your light. But in this case, it was the other way around. You were, your light was smothered in that. And
yes,
whether
was.
That was intentional by his part or not, that's not the point, right? It is what it is. So now you need to light your light. And part of that is making, and you're looking for a job. So make a list of all your attributes, what you have, and that's fueling that light within you. And when you fuel that light within you, then you're going to see yourself, and then people are going to see you. So the first starts with seeing yourself. So do that list.
All right.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Rose, did you have anything else to add?
You know what? I'm just going to say ditto to that because, like I said in the beginning when you started telling her about the relationship, and I said, well, you better tell her because if you don't tell her, I'm going to tell her. Right? It was basically
just put it to words.
I was, I was going to say the same thing, right? Because I really feel like, you know, this relationship's about finding out what you want. And it's going to teach you to move forward and respect yourself. So I agree with Vivian 100% on that, right? And that's why I said what I did. I'm going to tell her. You take care of yourself first.
Okay.
Okay.
Shine
okay,
your light.
Thank you, ladies.
Yeah.
That's what I
thank
got.
You, and you,
good luck to you, sweetie.
And
thank
I'm
you.
Glad
bye
we
bye.
Held on for you. So okay, and let us know how you make out, okay? Love hearing from you.
Yes, and keep listening. Okay. Are you there?
Okay. Yes, I'm here. I just we're just looking to put her on mute. I am
yeah.
all here, believe it or not. Okay, Rose, any final live thoughts? Because we're past the hour already.
No, just just remember, you know, that what you think you create, you know, and that's where your reality goes. So that's where you go as far as what dimension you want to go in and what area you want to go in. So, you know, be careful what you think. Right, and
okay.
just think good thoughts, right? See yourself
beautiful.
Doing
yeah.
great.
And take a
and
look at that.
And,
that's quite interesting.
And follow spirit. Always follow spirit. Always follow those signs. So that's
beautiful.
All I have.
Yes.
Okay.
If callers, we didn't get a chance to call in to get your calls. There's shows throughout the week here as well, and we thank you for hanging on and listening. And always, sometimes everything that you hear from another caller can resonates with you, the message as well. So always remember to smile. Your smile can change the world. Have a great week.
And remember, it's always a party with spirit.